You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media. It is a Tuesday afternoon. On the phone line, Don Day of Day Weather out of Cheyenne, Wyoming. Good afternoon to you, Don. Tell me about the weather forecast for the Midwest to begin with, please.
Well, in the short term, pretty much a typical July weather forecast coming your way. But you remember the polar vortex that we had during the winter?
Yes.
Well, we're going to get a summertime version of this one, believe it or not. As late this weekend and early next week, we're going to see the jet stream drive some unseasonably cool air to the upper Midwest, the Great Lakes, and this cool air parts of it will affect the northern and western Corn Belt. During the first half of next week, our outlook for the next 10 days, once we get to this weekend, is for below normal temperatures for just about the whole nation from the Mississippi east.
Well, how much below?
We could be as much as 5 to 10 degrees below normal with our highs, some cool nights as well, enough to certainly put a dent in growing degree day accumulation for probably about a 4 or 5 day period.
Well, that'll slow things down. Will we have enough light to keep things going, or does it come with a whole bunch of gray skies?
Well, initially we will. Now, we're expecting that as the front comes in, there will be an initial burst of shower and thunderstorm activity. However, I don't see it being cloudy for several days other than very close to the Great Lakes. So we will have some sunshine, but there is going to be an unseasonably good amount of cool air coming in for the first part of next week, if not all of next week.
And then thereafter, things heat back up?
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see things spring back and warm up again. But you know, the trend so far this summer is that we do have warm-ups. We do have periods of heat, but they just don't last very long. This is something we saw early in the season, and there's no indication to suggest, Todd, that the general trend of that pattern will continue through the rest of July, probably into August as well.
The nice thing about this sort of seesaw pattern is it usually comes with a little rainfall. I take it that will continue to happen.
Yeah, I don't see any indication right now of us going to be real super dry. I would say that more than anything, we should expect normal amounts of precipitation as we look into the next couple of weeks.
There are other places around the planet that we need to check in on. Ukraine is one of them. China is the other. Both of them have northern hemisphere crops like corn and wheat. Can you tell me about conditions in both of those places?
Well, Ukraine, most of eastern as well as western Europe are looking at a pattern not unlike what we've got going on here right now, where we're going to be looking at precipitation chances are going to be near normal and temperatures averaging near normal, which all adds up to some favorable growing conditions. China, as we go over into take a look at Eastern Asia, they've got a pretty rainy forecast, especially here in the short term. Only the far northern and northeastern areas of China right now look to be the drier areas. The central, southern, western growing regions look to have adequate precipitation chances here in the next week.
Hey, thanks so much, Don.
Thank you.
Don Day is with Day Weather out of Cheyenne, Wyoming. Helps us wrap up this Tuesday edition of the Closing Market Report. I'm Todd Gleason.